This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Dave Sisler, the Staunton Chamber of Commerce president. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Thank you for having me.
Dave, our topic of conversation today is Staunton's Holiday Walk and Snack with Santa that's coming up at the beginning of December. And we're going to start off the topic with, how did an idea of, say, Holiday Walk come about?
The Holiday Walk was actually started in the 1990s by the Chamber of Commerce, and it kind of went ahead and it didn't happen for a few years. And last year, our first annual, we had it on Friday evening, and we lit the Staunton Christmas tree, and the Staunton High School Band and Choir came out and created a great event. So we decided to have it again this year.
The actual Holiday Walk is coming up on December 2nd. It's from 4 till 8 p.m., and you have numerous activities going on within the title of Holiday Walk, and maybe you can walk us through what's going to go on.
You bet. On Friday evening from 4 to 8, participating businesses will be open with specials and refreshments. Performing throughout the town will be the Staunton High School Band and the Staunton Choir, along with the Zion Lutheran Choir. And at the intersections of Main and Wood Street, we will be having a live nativity, the lighting of the 25-foot Christmas tree, bands and choirs, and that should all happen around 7:45 with Santa Claus lighting the Christmas tree.
The lighting and stuff, is that a pretty popular thing there in Staunton?
Last year we had a record crowd. It was awesome to see how many people came down and enjoyed it. Our Facebook posts were very positive, and so the Staunton Chamber of Commerce decided to bring it back this year.
After that, we do have Snack with Santa. That is Saturday, December 3rd, and obviously something for the children, but I guess the adults as well.
We have a lot of neat things happening on Saturday. Saturday will be Snack with Santa from 10 and 2. There'll be trolley rides that'll be happening from the Zion Lutheran School, where Santa will be, along with a Christmas gift shop, giant slide, face painting, and a whole bunch of different other crafts. And the trolley will take you downtown through Staunton to different locations that are going to be passport stops. And at each of those stops, kids can make a craft or possibly get a refreshment or have some kind of fun time making Christmas decorations. As the trolley keeps taking you around, I believe this year we'll have 9 different stops, the passport can get signed. If you get your passport all filled out and visit all the locations, you'll be entered into a drawing. The drawing this year will be for Chamber Dollars, which will allow people to shop in our local Chamber of Commerce and spend those dollars within our community. The first place this year will be $200, the second place $100, and the third place $75. So those Chamber Dollars can be used throughout Staunton and can give you some holiday cash for your Christmas season.
And you said there would be crafts and stuff available like that. Do you have some examples of maybe some of the items?
Well, this year I think Brickhouse Florist is going to be doing a reindeer food. I believe the First National Bank is going to be making ornaments. I believe the Bank of Springfield is making ornaments. I think at Get Her Done Graphics, you're going to be able to decorate T-shirts. Sullivan's is going to have a craft ornament and along with refreshments. And that's just to name a few of the 9.
Will there also be, I guess, availability to have children's pictures with Santa?
Children's pictures with Santa, like we do every year. There is a professional photographer from Dinius Photography, one of our chamber members, and Mike will take pictures of all the children, and there'll be a registration form, and those pictures will be emailed out to the participants within about 2 weeks after the Snack with Santa. And this is all free of charge, by the way. The whole event is free of charge.
Not necessarily one and day two, but there's things that'll be apparent, Christmas-related, such as house and business decorating and also the big tree by the City Hall. And maybe you could talk a little bit about those events, which obviously will be present for a while.
Big tree, of course, will be lit the night of the 2nd during our holiday walk, and the big tree is being decorated by R&Bs throughout the chamber and Mayfield and Mullins Landscaping. The big tree will be put in the middle of Main Street, actually, for the event, and as I said, Santa will light it. But something first annual for the City of Staunton through the Chamber of Commerce is we're going to be having a Christmas house decoration contest. The Christmas house decorating contest will be judged on December 16th. You have to register that you're going to be doing that, and there's a $25 fee to do that. And you register that through R&B's Restaurant with Mary Beth Ray. And the first prize this year is going to be $200 chamber dollars. Our second prize, $100 chamber dollars. And our third prize, $50 chamber dollars.
Again, where do you go to register for the house decorating?
You can contact the chamber office, or you can go ahead and contact Mary Beth Ray at R&B's Restaurant, and she will give you the application, and we'll put a sign in your yard saying that you're part of the competition, and the judging will be on December 16th.
And is there a deadline to get your house in?
The deadline to get your house in will be December 12th.
And then the businesses are going to do something similar.
Well, this is just kind of fun. I think we all as businesses really get along great up in Staunton, and we're kind of putting a little competition among us to see who has the best holiday decoration contest. I know there's some rivals that are trying to get together and kind of go against each other, and we're going to be doing those for bragging rights, of course, and we'll be having a first, second, and third place prize, and we're going to let the people vote for that, and more details will come with that, but it'll be $1 a ballot. You can go through and vote as many times as you want, and for any business that's a participating member of the chamber. And all that money that we raise for this voting will go to the Kids Cafe, one of our organizations in Staunton that all proceeds will go to.
Finally, Dave, is there a contact, say, as far as the web or something like that, that somebody could find out more?
You bet. We have a great website. It's at www.stauntonchamber.com, or you can call the chamber office at 635-2244.
Dave Sisler, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupa County.
Thank you for all you do for us.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.